Biggie's humming around here, firing on all cylinders, and I'm sitting here slumped.
Biggie and I are, we're kind of riding high. Yeah. And you're in here sham eating Vlasic pickleballs.
Yeah. Those are good, though.
They are. They're really good.
It's been everything I've to avoid them for me.
That's tough.
I've avoided them.
A P1 listener about 10 days ago sent in a big bag of Vlasic pickleballs. This is a snack.
Yeah, they're corn puffs with actual pickle flavoring from Vlasic.
Looks like a cheese ball, you know, a cheese puff.
Yeah.
Really tastier than I thought it was going to be. So I just had a few. Biggie said, what's wrong?
You just hung your head on the desk and shoveled the food in your mouth.
Slumped, man. I'm slumped.
Yeah.
Day 4 of no Diet Coke or energy drink, which incidentally, it matches Biggie, and we can go ahead and give you your update here today. Biggie's dry erase board. Apologies. These pickleballs are coming back on me. I apologize.
Yeah, they're going to repeat for a while.
Yep. I don't know that it's made with really wholesome ingredients. I'm not sure of that. I don't know for sure. But I know that...
Can you not trust Vlasic?
That's a big name in pickle.
Of course it is. It's like the name. It's a Mount Olive and Vlasic.
I think Vlasic is the number one name in pickles. And Mount Olive in our area, we know because it's made locally. Mm-hmm. But Vlasic is probably the biggest name in pickles.
I've always been a Clausen man.
Oh, yeah, there's Clausen, too. Yeah.
You know why? I always liked that they kept them cold.
Oh, they're cold in the store.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I remember that was like when I first saw them as like a kid. I was like, okay, already cold. I like this.
I wonder why that is. Because
I'm sure it's unneeded. I'm sure it's just a marketing technique, but it worked.
But I feel like that when they give up the shelf space next to the other pickles that people, like things like that that are kept cold, I don't think about.
You don't go to the fridge.
Exactly.
Right. I'm not thinking about in that area. So, like, I would have already bought my Vlasic or Mount Olive.
You're buying bird's eye peas or whatever.
Right. I'm over
or
there.
Or the yogurt.
I'm doing. Yeah. Exactly. Like, sometimes when I was a kid, we used to buy pudding a lot. Yeah. We bought a lot of pudding. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure there was only one consumer in the household.
It was me. Yeah.
More pudding, man.
You're right. You're right.
I want pudding cup.
I was a pudding man, and my mother would...
It's hot, honey. I still eat it.
Well, some of it was out in the grocery store. You know, it was that
shelf stable, as we like to call
it? Yes, shelf stable in the aluminum cans. You know, remember that?
You put those in your lunchbox.
Exactly.
Great. Loved them. Then others were over in the refrigerated section. We always bought the shelf stable.
You know why? Pudding. It's cheaper. You were eating what's now called snack packs. That's what I grew up with. If we got Jell-O pudding, it was like, whoa. That was big time. Jell-O's kept in the cool section. Also, I think a lot of things in the cool area are shelf stable, but they put them there next to it just to sell it. Like, for example, almond milk.
You don't think you need almond milk to be cold?
It's not. You can walk down an aisle and find the same exact almond milk that's in the cooler section right there on the shelf because almond milk is shelf stable.
You know what blew my mind is something very along the lines that what Biggie just said. And I never knew this until about 6 months ago. My wife, as you know, is a coffee drinker.
Yes.
And she puts oat milk in her coffee.
Right.
She's tried all the others, but she right now prefers oat milk.
Mm.
Well, I used to get it from the sour cream and the milk and all the other stuff. But Biggie's right. It's on the coffee aisle.
In both places.
Yes.
Yeah.
Warm and cold.
I think it's because it sells probably better because you think milk needs to be cold.
Cold, right.
So, but in reality, almond milk is, there's no reason for it.
Plus,
to
you put it right next to the coffee. You're making your purchase. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot. I mean, grocery store shelf spaces.
Right.
They're getting both. That's pretty impressive. I just read recently that coffee is good for you again. New study.
Yay.
New study says coffee, especially for women, is good for you. And they recommend a cup of black coffee every day. Increases your mental state.
Did you clip that out of a paper and put it next to your wife's place at the table?
Yeah, I wanted her to know that coffee was okay again. You know, it's some studies say yes, some say no on coffee.
It always changes. It's like eggs.
Yeah, those two are the biggest up and downs in my life.
Today, Today is National Egg Day.
Perfect.
I take that back. It was yesterday. I forgot to get to it.
Man.
I tried to slip it by. I know.
Yeah, uncaffeinated Kelly is the worst.
Yeah, and it's getting worse as the week goes on. I don't even want to know what tomorrow's going to be like.
It used to. Tomorrow's donut day. I know that.
I can't even.
Oh, God, you're right.
Tomorrow, this is a fact.
Yeah.
Donut day.
Tomorrow is National Donut Day. I think Krispy Kreme's giving away a free donut. Anybody who goes in, go in and get a free donut.
I rarely do this, and I haven't in a long time, but we're going to need somebody to get you some donuts tomorrow and bring you to life or something.
I can't do it.
I mean, you walked in here and you ate corn puff pickle balls that are 10 days old. All right, we got to do something here.
Yeah, they're not shelf stable because that bag has been left open to the elements for a week and a half.
That's a fact. That has been left open.
Yeah, it's just been sitting there. I really thought BB Shea would polish it off, but
me too.
He's let me down.
I'm slumped, man. I'm slumped. I can't get myself going. I guess I needed that caffeine, that jolt, that boost.
Well, you know, I got a whole case of Accelerator.
No. You got your accelerators?
No. I did. I got the cotton candy. This is the Livy Dunn version. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't get a more Livy Dunn designed can.
Is there a picture on it?
No, it's not. It has like a no. Oh, actually, wait, it is. It's at the top there. It says Livy Dunn.
Boom.
And but listen, these are better. No taurine.
We mentioned this yesterday. Big E wanted an energy drink with no taurine because we read recently that taurine, this was sent in, this is why I'm off energy drinks, because taurine causes instant death.
Let's don't sugarcoat it.
That's right, folks. You heard it.
That's right. If you drink one sip of a beverage with taurine, you're dead. That's
you're done.
It's over for you. Biggie said, I wanted an energy drink without it. He found Accelerator cotton candy flavor endorsed by Travis Kelce and Livy Dunn. And what's your review?
It's really good. I really, really like it, actually.
Meanwhile, generations upon generations of dead real men who drank nothing but black coffee and stared into their cup are rolling over in their graves as Biggie drinks Livy Dunn's cotton candy Accelerator.
That is true. Man, those black coffee men, you're right, 100 years dead, are like, what's going on?
He's drinking what?
Oh my God, how soft have we gotten?
He says it has no taurine.
What? What's that?
I smoked myself into a triple bypass heart attack at age 42. What's he drinking? Livy Dunn likes it.
Who?
She's an influencer? What?
Mm-hmm. Now, honestly,
give me a pack of Camel no filters.
Right, he's right. He's right. Let's face it.
And really, frankly, of all the destruction I've done to my body, I can't believe it's the taurine that made me go, let me make some changes here.
Good point. It's a great point.
This will keep me out of the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, in my early 20s, I started my shift at the pizza place with a 4-pack of Red Bull and a pack of smokes, and that was every day.
Wow.
Wow.
A 4-pack.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I'd stop by the convenience store. I'd grab a pack of smokes, 4-pack of Red Bull, 2 Diet Mountain Dews, and roll into work.
And Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I love that show, The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've ever worked in the restaurant industry, especially in your early 20s, that show does a pretty accurate job of showing how life is. You're smoking, you're drinking energy drinks, mm-hmm. and that's what's fueling you every day.
Yeah. Well, it's tough work. I mean, it's hard work.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's, it'd get me through my 10-hour shift, and I'd do it again the next day.
By the way, and I'll say this to these long-dead coffee drinkers as well, cotton candy is having a moment. It looks like
it's the flavor of the summer, frankly.
Oh, no. What do you mean?
McDonald's just dropped their new cotton candy milkshake.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Cotton candy is really exploding onto the scene. You can get a cotton candy milkshake at McDonald's now.
There's all kind of cotton candy drinks out there. And it is. They're saying it's the flavor of the summer.
The McDonald's cotton candy shake.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a kid, cotton candy was only one color. It was pink. But they added blue.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know what color the McDonald's shake will be?
I saw a picture of it as a combo. Blue and pink. It was
Biggie's drink can is
just
combo.
Like that. Mm-hmm. It looked just like that.
Yeah.
The picture I saw with little sprinkles on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a cool thing, and this is great. We've got cotton candy.
Listen, I want to take you on this journey with me. There's no taurine. There's no reason for you not to drink one.
Well, there is, because I'm off energy drinks and off Diet Coke.
So is there caffeine in that?
I'm sure, well, yeah. But it's got to be natural. I'm sure they're going to say it's natural caffeine.
Well, what's natural caffeine? What isn't
they call green tea natural caffeine.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they'll say a lot of times if you see something and it'll say, you know, this has natural caffeine, it's just green tea.
I see. And so they're just saying, oh, it's all natural, that kind of thing.
What's that little can over there near on your right?
Oh, that's a Spindrift. This is a different.
The best, though.
He's drinking Spindrift.
Once again, my grandfather's.
Please tell me there's alcohol in it.
No. But let me tell you, to me, the best carbonated water. Pricey.
Yeah, it's good. It's really. Mm-hmm. It has real natural lemon squeezed.
It does.
Squeezed into it.
I enjoy the blood orange.
I do too. This is a lemon. I enjoy blood orange as well.
If you're near a Publix, it's buy one, get one this week.
What's he say? Shopping at Publix. What's that?